95.5 KLOS.
Yes! Woo! Yes! It's Friday, man! I don't know if you knew that or not, but it's Friday! Dude! What? Hell yeah! All right!
Southern California's rock station.
Oh yeah, sorry.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, what's going on, man?
We are going to talk to Dorothy.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Dorothy Martin, what's up?
Why can't you talk into the microphone?
Because I'm getting my... Look what I bought today.
Oh.
I visited the dispensary. Oh. Look at all this stuff I got, man.
Oh.
So I got a happy weekend.
It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, it really is.
And people are dumb this hour.
Yes.
On KLOS.
Woo, baby.
Rest in peace.
So good.
Oh, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is Dorothy. The new album is Gifts from the Holy Ghost is out today. Dorothy, welcome to KLOS.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Tell us about Gifts from the Holy Ghost. Comes out today. What do you want people to know?
Well, yeah, today's the release day, and I woke up to it being number one on the rock iTunes chart, which is pretty unbelievable.
Saw that. Congratulations. Very cool. On the third studio album, number one right away on the rock chart on iTunes.
You know, I can't take any credit for that. That's the fans and, you know, the powers that be. So it's very exciting.
I guess so. A lot of this is very uplifting lyrics. Tell us why.
You know, I wanted to make an inspiring album full of good songs and good music, but also with some substance and a good message. And, you know, I'm an artist who's actually in recovery and also, have had some pretty strange, amazing experiences throughout my life. And somehow that naturally made its way into the music and probably why some of the lyrics are a little bit interesting.
I love that you are willing to talk about being in recovery, which is fantastic. As you of course know, all songs mean something different to each person, but tell us about Rest in Peace, because that particular one sounds like a breakup song. What does it mean to you specifically?
Yeah, that one definitely could read as a breakup song. I got to give Scott Stevens and the Four Horsemen the credit for writing that track, but I took it for this album because it was so incredible. And for me, you know, it could be a breakup song, but also for me, it's an empowering song about talking to your issues, you know, whatever those might be, like if you're dealing with depression or substance abuse or whatever, a divorce, you know. And for me, it's about telling your problems that they no longer own you or run your life. And so it is a breakup song, but not with a person.
You said that you had some pretty crazy experiences in your life. Any of them that really kind of led you towards having to do music?
You know, I always wanted to sing when I was a kid. I was surrounded by so much great music. I had my stepdad's vinyl collection, and it had amazing music in it. And so I was, at an early age, introduced to rock and roll and folk and, you know, classic rock and all that kind of stuff. But then later in life, you know, I went through my journey of recovery as kind of in tandem with discovering songwriting and a love for songwriting and starting a band and getting signed. It all sort of happened around the same time. So it's like two separate journeys that are intertwined. And I did have an experience that I've talked about before where someone overdosed on my tour bus and died, but was revived. We prayed for him
wow.
while he was gone.
And,
wow. Yeah. I did a pretty lengthy interview on Detroit station with sorry, my alarm keeps going off. Detroit station, WRIF, with Meltdown, and I talked about it. And yeah, so I'm sober. I'm on a tour, and this guy kind of like picks up heroin in Philadelphia and shoots up in his bunk on our bus, even though, you know, everyone knows it's a dry tour.
Wow.
And he overdoses. And then they woke me up, and I go in the front lounge of the bus, and he's on the ground, and he'd been dead for a while. My manager actually tried to give him CPR several times, and they had called 911. We pulled the bus off the highway. We were, like, somewhere, you know, rural off the highway somewhere. And this just something just told me to pray over him. So I grabbed my sound engineer and my manager, and I'm like, we got to start praying for this guy. You know, I don't care what you believe in. Like, this is got to happen right now. And so we did that, and but none of us, like, I was never scared, you know, or disturbed. It was a really peaceful experience. And then paramedics came on the bus, and I can hear them within earshot talking about drugs. And I'm like, no way, that's crazy, because, you know, nobody does that. And he was kind of a new crew member that was a friend of a friend of a friend.
Right.
And, you know, we decided to bring him out. But everyone else I've known for a long time. And so when I'm listening to the paramedics talk about this, I'm like, there's no way anyone's shooting up in my camp. Well, he was, and he, you know, he OD'd. And then I'm praying for him, and I'm like, hey, you know, God, it's Dorothy. Do you mind sending him back and giving him another chance?
Right.
And literally, and then I open my eyes, and he opens his eyes, and all the color is restored to his face. You know, they've been working on him. They gave him some Narcan. But, you know, some people who are skeptical would say it was the Narcan, but I'm here to tell you that it was definitely more than the Narcan.
Yeah, when you get down to timing, like weird timing like that, you just kind of, you got to be really hardened to start to deny that sort of thing when you see something like that, like a timing sort of issue in particular. Yeah,
exactly. It was the timing. He'd been gone a long time.
Right. Yeah.
They woke me up out and I saw him, and I instinctively like was like, we have to pray. And then, you know, they took him to the hospital, and he texted me, and he's like, thanks for saving my life. And I'm like, that wasn't me, dude.
Wow.
But you got another chance. Don't waste it.
It's Dorothy Martin of the band Dorothy on the phone with us. We're going to play some more music from your album here in just a few minutes, released today on 95.5 KLOS. Dorothy Martin of the band Dorothy, the Los Angeles band Dorothy, on the phone with us, 95.5 KLOS. It's Southern California's rock station.
They're going to be at the House of Blues on Thursday, May 19th, and tickets are on sale now. What a bizarre day for you to wake up and have your album be number one on the rock charts and to have it finally be out after all this time. How long have you been finished with it?
It's been finished for several months, you know, but then they have to pick a date and all the label stuff that's involved. But it's finally out, and I'm just so proud of it. I love this album. I hope the fans love it.
There's another song on your album that I really love. I think it's called, I'm sorry if I'm getting this wrong, Always Close to Me?
Oh, Close to Me Always.
Close to Me Always. You know what?
A little dyslexic.
Same
yeah.
words. Tell me about that song.
Close enough.
Tell me about that song.
Audra May wrote that song for a friend who lost her dad, and it's the ballad on the album. It's super sentimental and bittersweet because it's about, you know, celebrating someone you've lost. But, yeah, that was a big one vocally for me, and I thought it was so beautiful. Chris Lord-Alge produced the track, and I think so many people can relate to that. So, you know, kind of dedicate that song to anyone who's lost a loved one, because that's a heavy thing to go through.
All right, let's play that song. It is Close to Me Always by Dorothy.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome. I hadn't heard that before.
One of my favorite songs from the new album is Gifts from the Holy Ghost. That's called Close to Me Always. We're talking with Dorothy on the phone.
And you've been out with Joyous Wolf, those guys from Orange County. Did you know them before the tour?
I didn't know them personally. I'd heard of the band. You know, I really like their music, and they put on a great show. Really fun to tour with.
Yeah, it's very cool to have Los Angeles, Southern California bands doing so well again, and rock doing and just kind of exploding again at the moment. So, very well done. Thank you for helping to breathe life back into it, Dorothy.
Anything I can do, of course.
Well, we're happy to play your songs here.
Yeah, and you're going to be at the House of Blues on Thursday, May 19th at the Crossroads there at the House of Blues. Those tickets are on sale now, yeah?
Yes. Please come out.
Yes, go get them.
And you can find Dorothy at, and I love your Twitter handle. It's one of the best ever. It's Dorothy, sucka! I love that.
And at Dorothy on Instagram. Thank you very much for joining us today on KLOS. We appreciate it. The album is Gifts from the Holy Ghost. I've listened to it. I love it. Go get it.
Thank you for your support.
Thanks.
Thanks
Dorothy. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, have a great day.
And one more from the album. This is Black Sheep on KLOS.
Dude, you good?
Yeah, man. Ish. Things are going to fall apart today. I can just tell.
Things have already fallen apart today.
They're going to get worse.
Excellent. It's only going to get worse from here. That's our promise to you. At about 3:50, we try to bring you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Man sentenced after police find loaded gun in his buttocks during strip search.
Oh, man, which way was it facing?
Well, I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
Because it couldn't be the handle.
Right.
Because of the curvature.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof. Wow.
Okay. So the man's name is Justin Savoie. He's 24 years old. He pled guilty to weapons charges after police arrested him late last year on a separate matter. They discovered he had a stashed loaded 25 caliber Titan pistol in his buttocks. They keep writing buttocks, which is my favorite. They taken him into custody after they responded to a different call, a suspicious behavior call. They said they discovered that he possessed a handgun, marijuana, drug paraphernalia during an initial search.
And was the suspicious activity when he was trying to hide the weapon in the first place?
I don't know if he was trying to hide it when he knew they were on their way.
Did he warm it up a little? Did he put it in a towel?
I don't have the answer for that.
Cold metal up in there. I don't know.
Multiple other firearms were discovered in his truck at this scene.
I was wondering where.
But then he was strip searched. After his arrest,
right.
And they found an additional surprise weapon concealed in his rear end. I like this, that they gave the details. The pistol is more than 4 inches long with a 2.5-inch barrel.
Sure, okay.
Now, I'd like to remind you that it was loaded.
Oh, I was going to ask.
Yes.
I mean, safety or no, man.
It's
once you start
loaded.
Putting things, you know, they could go off safety and...
Right?
Woo, man, can you imagine?
No.
So the guy's sitting there, and he shifts just a little bit in the back of the police van. And boom!
He blows his butt right off.
Plus everything on the other side.
He was sentenced to a 5-year suspended prison sentence during a district court appearance. He received 3 years probation. As part of the terms of his probation, he's barred from owning or possessing firearms.
Oh, or putting them in weird places.
He's also barred from putting anything else up his butt.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You're a big fan of Def Leppard, young Kevin. Did you hear Marcy play the new one today?
Oh, I did not.
Yeah, Take What You Want. It's the new Def Leppard.
All right.
Good stuff, man. I really like it a lot.
I don't know if you saw this story, but last night, just before the flight took off from San Francisco to Florida, there was a guy on a plane behind Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah. What a dickweed this guy was.
And the guy was just aggressively hassling Mike Tyson.
Annoying bastard.
Yes, and he wouldn't stop, and he was just being a dick.
And he got the punch that he deserved, but I think Mike kind of held back a little because he should have sent him flying across the plane.
At one point, it looked like Mike Tyson was punching him in the head.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we would get this cleared up on the Heineken 00 hotline and go right to the former champ.
Oh.
Mike Tyson.
Wow.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
We're good.
I'm glad to hear it.
So is what I said correct so far?
It's absolutely correct. This guy was really bothering me, you know, on the plane. He was annoying me. He was, you know, kicking the back of my seat and things. You know how annoying that is on a plane.
Right. I mean, go ahead.
He wouldn't leave me alone. He just kept talking to me in my ear, and I tried to be cordial to the guy, you know, and be friendly, but he just wouldn't let up.
Yeah, he was shouting, "Hey, it's Mike Tyson! It's Mike Tyson!" Oh my God, I wanted to punch him. My only regret is I didn't get to him before you did.
But he's saying, you know, I punched him in the head and all these things.
Right.
I think if I had really wanted to punch him, you know, I probably would have killed him and then eaten him.
He did only have a couple of scrapes on the side of his head.
I was being so gentle with him. It was almost like a hug.
I think you should actually, you know, consume him. However, if we were able to find him, maybe, you know, we could hook you two up. You could go to town. What would you think about that?
I'd love to eat him. That'd be so delicious. I have all of his ears. I'd like to eat his ears.
Yeah, sure.
Eat his face. That would be delicious. Eat his face.
What is the most you've eaten of a person so far?
The whole thing. I've eaten a whole person.
Oh, nice. Oh, congratulations.
Wow.
Wow, nice.
Can you identify that person? Or...
Not anymore. I can't recognize them now. I ate their face off.
Right, you ate their face off. Okay. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have four tickets for tomorrow night's LA Kings game versus the Ducks. It is the final home regular season
game.
That's
crazy. Wow.
And we're going to play a game. KLOS, who's this?
This is Tracy.
Tracy, are you ready for some hockey slang?
Let's play hockey games, baby.
All right. What is the bread basket?
The bread basket is your chest.
It's the goalie's chest. Yes, correct.
Nicely done. All right, Tracy, I'm going to put you on hold. And if you win the drawing that Kevin's going to do here in a bit, we'll send you to the game tomorrow night. Don't go away. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Rihanna,
do you know hockey?
A little bit. Not really.
Do you want to go to the game tomorrow night?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
All right. All right. Kevin's going to throw something at you here.
A hat trick. What does that mean?
A hat trick?
Yeah.
Oh.
A hat trick.
Like H-A-T?
Yes.
Hat trick. I have no idea.
All right. I'm sorry. That's scoring three goals.
Scoring, yeah.
Unless it's a Gordie Howe hat trick, and then it's a goal, an assist, and a fight.
Oh.
In the same game.
Yeah, we knew that, didn't we, Rihanna?
Yes, thank you for calling.
I'm totally on board with that one. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Mike. How you doing?
Good.
Mike, we are good. You ready for some hockey slang?
Yes.
All right, what do they call salad?
I've asked you to keep it clean.
Salad. Not tossed, just salad.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Face-off?
Nope. It's hair. Your hair.
Dang it!
They refer to your hair as salad.
Why would they call your hair salad?
They call hair everything. They call it flow. There's a lot of names for hockey hair.
That's like going back to chicken, like falling on your wallet, that sort of thing.
Not sure why.
Something bizarre. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Craig.
Hell if I know. I have no idea, dude.
All right. Hockey slang. What does it mean when they say the show?
The show?
The show, yeah.
Halftime? I don't know.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no halftime.
My golly,
hockey.
G. Whitaker.
It just means the NHL. What? If you make it to the show, you make it to the NHL.
Right. That makes sense.
There's no halftime.
I'm starting to think Tracy's going to win. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good, man. Who is this?
This is Brian.
Brian, how high are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, it's Friday, you know.
All right, high enough. What is snipe?
Snipe. Hockey slang. Snipe means dot, dot, dot.
No, I'm just driving.
It means you're just driving? Okay.
I'm just driving.
Wasting time. Oh.
Everybody look for Brian. He's out there. He's totally high, and he doesn't know what sniping is.
All right, listen.
Right on. Happy Friday, dude.
That's an accurate, well-placed shot. Okay. Thank you for calling. Listen, who's next?
Yeah, one more. Hi, who are you?
Nick,
if you don't get it right, Tracy automatically wins.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
You clean sweep.
Yeah. What does it mean to lay the lumber on him? Lay the lumber on him.
I'm going to guess before you tell him if Nick gets it wrong.
Okay.
Nick?
Wait. Nick?
Nick?
Yes.
Nick? Nick?
We need an answer.
Nick?
All right. Hit him with a stick.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to guess.
Who knew he was going to get that right? After all that, somebody was looking it up.
Damn you, Nick.
You're
how
a cheater.
How dare you do that? All right, Nick, say hi to Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. Nick, how you doing, brother? Good, how you doing? I'll be better when I take these tickets out of your hands.
And Kevin has shuffled the names really well, and he's looking at the winner's name, which is...
Nick.
Oh!
Good job, Nick.
That is a sportsmanlike attitude, Tracy.
Nick got 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Anaheim Ducks. It is Saturday at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can buy tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. Congrats, Nick.
Right on.
Awesome. Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. In about 6 minutes, all hell breaks loose.
Oh,
and
man.
We open the phones for requests. All
Ooh-wee.
Request fest.
Anything goes. We don't care.
From 5 to 7 on every Friday afternoon. First.
This is one of my all-time favorite features. We've done this for years.
We have.
Every
I
Friday.
Love it. I love it as much as
Me
you do.
Too.
It is our favorite call of the week.
Yes, call of the week.
The topic is embarrassing reasons you went to the ER.
I've got an embarrassing story. It's not mine.
All right, let's hear it.
Thank goodness. My buddy is a first responder.
Oh, dear.
Got an emergency call.
Right.
To a house, and the person had shoved the business end of a fire poker.
Oh, no.
That is a terrible idea. I mean,
Could I ask a question?
Kevin has a question.
Was the business end of the fire poker hot?
It was not hot at the time, no.
Okay.
But it was very pointy in lots of directions.
Yeah, like it matters. I don't know why I asked that question.
Damn.
So they had to transport him to the hospital, but he said, I can't go to that hospital because I'm a doctor and I work there.
Yes!
Fantastic.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
They had to drive him to a different hospital.
That's fantastic. Oh, like the word didn't spread anyway amongst doctors.
As a professional, a medical professional, didn't he know that maybe inserting such an object might be a bad idea?
Yeah. You would think.
He's like, I got plenty of good drugs I can get. No worries. There you go. Call of the week.
Yes. Well done.
Thank you, Doc, for doing that. You heard of Loop TV?
Yeah.
playing a bunch of videos, and I was watching some David Bowie videos just last night. I forgot how just good he was. Yeah. I mean, you know, I saw him in concert a few times, of course, and he was amazing. But just to really see him again in person was incredible. That's the Loop TV on Paramount.
Let's talk about...
Sorry, I lied to you, Peacock. It's on your butt.
You finished?
It is in your top drawer.
You okay?
Yeah, okay, yes.
Let's talk about props from classic movies. Are you a collector, or would you like to be?
I would like to.
Maybe?
Yeah, yeah. What about you? Got a lot of stuff?
I don't have a lot of stuff. I don't think I would want much, but, you know. A
few things here and there.
Ghostbuster mobile, that kind of that kind of little item.
Right. What did you think of the new movie, by the way? Did you like it?
I liked it.
Yeah. It was interesting. Yeah. It was an interesting take.
It was a different style than the original, so yeah. It was different.
It was nice to see the mobile again, though.
Yeah, agreed. What about the axe from The Shining?
Ah, Wendy, I'm home. Mm-hmm. Sure, I'd take that. Absolutely.
Listen to this.
Okay.
It's hard not to take a shine to The Shining's...
There she is! There she is! We haven't heard from her in a
while. This is our favorite reporter from CNN, and she's awful. And she does so many terrible puns.
And she is right out the gate with a pun, I'm hearing already.
Oh, it's an awful pun. Awful.
It's hard not to take a shine to The Shining's infamous axe...
I mean, come on.
What? It's hard not to? I don't know.
It's hard not to take a shine to The Shining's axe.
She spent hours on that.
Maybe a rewrite?
She was in the shower and she's like, wait, I've got it.
Oh, my God.
The latest one up for auction is a lightweight version.
The top here feels, you could see it's rubber.
That has documentation saying it was used in The Shining. It's believed Jack Nicholson lugged it around as he maniacally chased his son through a wintry maze and around the isolated resort.
You know, this is about time to get a hold of him and have him chase her. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Leave Danny alone. Yes. Go after this woman.
He was able to effortlessly walk around with it, and it looks just like a real axe.
Gotta have rockandroll.com is auctioning off the axe along with other items.
This is the Heart of the Ocean necklace.
Costume jewelry that Kate Winslet wore in Titanic.
Yeah. Wait, she gets right back to the axe. Give her time.
Okay.
Or maybe you'd prefer a fake fin from Jaws. Yeah. But the limelight shines brightest on the axe from The Shining. They're hoping it sells for over $100,000. It's hard to get a handle on the axe.
No!
Okay, listen, go straight to hell.
Oh, no!
You go straight to hell.
It's not allowed.
Rewind that. It's hard to get a handle on it. Come on.
It's hard to get a handle on the axe.
You go straight to hell.
That is unallowable. Foul.
Exactly how many were there? Where did they all end up? There were several actual axes with metal heads used in the famous door chopping scene.
Here's Johnny. Yeah.
Planet Hollywood in Florida says it has one of the metal axes, and Vanity Fair tracked down collector Matthew Dalton, who bought another for $208,000.
It just makes you want to swing it. You know,
but when it comes to the
I don't know.
Yeah,
it just makes you want to swing it. You know.
It comes to the rubber and resin versions.
Red rum.
Those interested in murder need not apply.
This would not work for an axe murderer.
He'd have to be a very wealthy axe murderer.
Okay, all right, hold up. Mm-hmm. So she's interviewing the guy from the auction.
Right.
And she said, it wouldn't be good for an actual axe murder, would it? This axe made out of plastic.
Right.
Come on.
Well, hold on. Let me ask one. I know this dude in prison.
You're not.
He was an axe murderer.
You're not.
Let's
trying.
Ask him.
But Jack got tuckered out, merely lugging around the featherweight version. Jeannie Most, CNN, New York.
Oh, Jeannie. I dream of Jeannie.
You go straight to hell yourself. And this is Rage Against the Machine.
Random!
Every Friday from 5 to 7, we take your requests.
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
818-515.
Nope.
818-955.
Wow.
KLOS. You know what it is.
Hey, let's call 818-515 KLOS.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you want us to play?
Hang your head.
What?
Bang your head.
One more time.
Bang your head.
What?
Bang your head.
That's better.
Happy Earth Day. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. Happy 420. Happy, man.
Hey, I have important news about your colon.
I'm sorry.
Just important news. Sorry, I read that wrong. Starting at 7 o'clock tonight and all weekend long, it is the KLOS Party Songs A to Z.
All right.
So title-wise, from A all the way to Z throughout the entire weekend, nothing but really loud stuff. That starts at 7 tonight on KLOS.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what can we play for you?
Some Primus?
Nice.
Primus sucks.
Like Pixies, death to Primus, death to the Pixies.
Nice.
Who are you?
I'm Bob from Burbank.
You know, I actually had the boss call and scream at me for playing Tommy the Cat one time.
Really?
Yeah, Mr. Weatherby. He called up and goes, "What is this horrible piece of crap? And how much longer does it have to be? I have to hear it on my station." I said about 3 minutes.
Right, forever.
Forever is a good answer.
How about Winona and her big brown beaver? What think ye of that?
That sounds good to me.
Someone named Justin, you have red on you. Wanted to hear Queen, All Request Fest on KLOS.
Don't sing.
Don't. He's singing.
Yes, he let him.
Oh, he can sing.
Yes, he can
real
sing.
Real nice. Let real him. Nice.
KLOS. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sligo. This is Brian in Anaheim.
Hey, Brian, what can we do for you?
If you are able to, could you please play anything by The Warning, either Choke or Evolve or any of their new songs that have just been released?
Yeah, man, I may be able to do that for you.
They just played a show. They opened up for the Foo Fighters. They're on a North American headlining tour.
Mm-hmm.
They have a small tour with Hailstorm and the Pretty Reckless, and recently they opened for Mammoth WVH in Vegas.
Is nice. This their manager?
So, yeah.
Are you their manager?
Or your mom? Are they their mom?
No, just a big fan.
Right,
big fan.
All right, we're happy to hear that information.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we'll do you the choke.
Oh, also, they have two sold out shows at the Troubadour.
Stop it. Mom!
Presented by KLOS.
Who? Wait, you're saying we have something to give away pretty soon?
Yes, we do. Record day.
What? Oh,
for Record Store Day.
Record Store Day tomorrow.
Yep.
Actual vinyl we're going to do in a bit, right?
Yeah, we have a bunch.
Damn!
Yes, sir.
It's in a few minutes, though.
It's our old Request Fest, KLOS. Hello?
Are you there?
We're here.
Oh,
hold on a second. I think so.
Cool.
Are you there?
I've been on hold for half an hour.
Oh, that's only half an hour? How'd you get away with that?
That's a record.
That's a really short amount of time.
Yeah. We usually make people wait an hour and a half.
Yeah, 90 minutes.
After all that time, what do you want to hear?
How about Master Puppets?
Nope. Hello, KLOS.
Hi, I just wanted to request something either from Rob Zombie or Korn.
Which one?
Say Rob Zombie. Say Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
Say Rob Zombie.
Say Rob Zombie. Yes.
Rob Zombie.
So, from what I hear, you're saying Rob Zombie.
Yes.
That is for Eddie in Glendale, who asked me to speed up War Pigs at the very end even faster than it goes. I can't technically do that.
I don't think that's possible.
No, I would have loved to. That was a good idea.
Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hey.
Can you play Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We don't play Pink Floyd here.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. It's just a joke.
He's horsing around.
We play
He's
Pink
toying
Floyd.
With you.
We play him a lot.
And your affections and your emotions and your love. Who are you?
My name is Frederick.
Frederick, all right.
Frederick?
No, Frederick, like the entertainer.
Oh.
Wasn't that the entertainer? No, that's Cedric.
That's Cedric.
Sorry.
Frederick. What's your name?
Frederick.
Frederick Mercury.
Wow, your voice changed drastically.
That's so weird. You're a whole different person.
You're freaking me out, man.
That is for Jen in South L.A.
South L.A., Van Halen, your request has been granted. I hope you enjoyed it. Edgar!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
It's the All Request Fest, and we have a virtual request here, right?
We do?
Yeah, from Kirk.
Oh, from Kirk, yes. He says, more Dorothy, sucka.
Yeah, she was on today. She was so awesome. And by the way, you can find out all the information about Dorothy at, her Twitter handle?
At Dorothy, sucka. Or no, the Dorothy, sucka.
No,
what is it?
It's Dorothy, sucka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn
Dorothy,
it.
Sucka.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, thanks to her for chatting
it's
with us.
Dorothy, sucka.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. And Kirk, since you're asking for this, if you're actually hearing us play it, get a hold of us on social media. This guy's awesome, Kirk.
Kirk. He's always giving us all sorts of bizarre things
Agreed.
To talk about and whatever. Get a hold of us on social media for Record Store Day tomorrow. We'll give you this album on vinyl, Kirk. But you got to get a hold of us and tell us where you hide the cash in your house and when you're least likely to be home and whether or not you have a big dog.
Oh, or none of that.
Yeah, and here's your request on KLA.
Hello.
Hey. Good.
Hold on. You guys are in my pocket because
I don't want to be there. I don't want to be in your pocket. What can we do for you?
Zebra, tell you what your mother effing wants.
Hey, my goodness. Golly gee. Yeah. Whittakers. Yep. All right, who are you?
Chris.
Chris, color it done and happy Friday.
Awesome. Happy Friday, guys. Take care.
Got to freak people out yeah. out on the freeway.
Yeah, I would think so too.
Even if you know the song.
It's 95.5 KLOS, well. Southern California's rock station. Time for what we learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are telling me a guy in Louisiana hit a loaded gun in his buttocks. We had a half-hour conversation about the delicacies of how that happened. We talked to about Mike Tyson punching that dude on a flight and wish he had done that dude more damage.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Yeah.
And we talked to Dorothy.
Yes.
About the new album they're releasing today called Gifts from the Holy Ghost, which is great and you should buy.
And you can see Dorothy at the
House of Blues.
House of Blues. Uh-huh. Yes. Jeez.
May 18th.
Yes. And tickets are on sale even as we speak. All right. I got to go pet the kitty.
Enjoy. Peace out. See you Monday.
One last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Oh, we got to give away music.
Yeah. Money.
Sorry. Money.
We can buy music with it if you want.
$2,000.
What? $2,000?
The word for this hour is either Dino or Dino. I'm guessing Dino.
You pronounce it any way you want.
D-I-N-O?
D-I-N-O. No, just nope. One O.
D-I-N-O. This is important.
Yep.
To 68683.
For your shot to win $2,000 today, standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win every hour, Monday through Friday, on the 20s until 10 p.m. Oh, no!
But first,
oh, my God. Look at the dinosaur. I'm sure. Oh, he just totally stepped on that 7-Eleven. That's bitching.
The word this hour to text is orange.
Orange. Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
O-R-A-N-G-E, orange, to 68683.
Blame Jenny from CNN.
Stop it.
For that.
68683.
It's your shot to win $2,000 today. We'll be giving away. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win every hour, about 20 minutes after the hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
That's the Cassiosaurus. The word this hour is queen.
What?
Queen.
What a coincidence.
Text that to 68683. That is queen to 68683.
Hold on, I have legal stuff to say. It's your chance to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win every hour, about 20 minutes after the hour, until 10 o'clock tonight. Oh, we have some money to give away, right?
Oh, do we?
Oh, cool.
I mean, it's not us.
Yeah, that's true.
As much as
it's this dude.
Whoa, hey!
Ha.
Take it easy. Breath. The word this hour is slash.
What?
Slash.
Like GNR slash?
S-L-A-S-H slash.
Nice.
Text that to 68683 slash to 68683 for your shot at $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're doing our All Request Fest. We're going to take a quick break to take some phone calls at 818-955-KLOS. We'll take callers 13 and 14. We're celebrating Record Store Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Record Store Day.
Yamiba, here I come.
We have a vinyl copy of Nevermind the Bollocks.
Oh, sweet.
There's the Sex Pistols.
Hell yeah.
And we have a vinyl copy of Eagles Live at the Forum 1976.
Oh, that's awesome, man. So you're going to own Pretty Vacant, one of my all-time favorite songs on vinyl.
Correct.
Color 13 or 14, your choice right now. What's the number? 818-955-KLOS?
Correct.
Sure it's not something else?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, my God. This is Emily. I can't believe this. Thank you so much for picking up. I love you guys. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. This is a dream come true. You guys should really play more Kiss on your radio station. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe. Wait, am I caller 13?
The Who began filming the movie version of Tommy on This Day in Rock in 1974. The Acid Queen Tina Turner was up first thing they filmed. Steve Martin performed King Tut.
on Saturday Night Live on This Day in Rock in 1978. That single went on to sell 500,000 copies. It was on This Day in Rock in 2010 when Bret Michaels of Poison suffered that brain hemorrhage that put him in the ICU for nearly 2 weeks, during which time he wore his bandana the entire time, never took it off, and made a full recovery.